Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week. It's Dusty Cubby. Local Band of the Week, Dusty Cubby. You want to find out how you can get their music? All you got to do is go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
They put out an EP last year. It's titled Fair Enough, and they just recently recorded a song. The song you're hearing right now, Fuzz Aldrin, Lost in Space.
If you're loving local music, then Sunday nights you're really going to love it, because at 8 o'clock we've got two solid hours of great music of the Pacific Northwest. It is a show called Loud and Local, and you're going to hear bands like Dusty Cubby.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody is looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying,
yeah!
Partying,
yeah!
Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
And still no confirmation. By the way, great job. No confirmation of Danny being jumping. He didn't jump last week.
Well, Texas says Danny better be jumping this week.
No, he's not. I mean,
he might still be sleeping.
Well, he might still be sleeping. Well, we better get to our contestant today. We've got Daniel in West Seattle. Hey, Daniel, are you jumping?
Oh, I am jumping. What's up, guys?
Oh, look, it's Danny V.
Oh, Danny's the contestant?
So my Danny V, and I woke up early just to jump, especially to that version. That was amazing.
Well, the box is broken, which is lucky for you, because I would have gonged you by now. Just kidding.
Well, dang.
Miss you, Danny. How's the chlamydia? Is it all cleared up?
Wait, I thought he had gonorrhea.
Well, you know, it's there, but, you know, it's coming and going. It's coming
and
along.
The syphilis?
I should be back.
Is the syphilis still good?
Yeah, I heard it was a mutant strain of that syphilis.
Yeah, really bad.
The syphilis is bad, so don't ask about that.
All right. Well, he's been quarantining for the last couple of weeks, and we get Danny back next week, but how about this? A little early bird special.
Exactly. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Daniel in West Seattle will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Danny, you can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, I am ready.
In Harry Potter, the four houses of Hogwarts are Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, and what?
Ravenclaw.
Yes! What singer starred with Mila Kunis in the movie Friends with Benefits?
Justin Timberlake.
Yes! In which decade was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. born?
40s, 50s, 60s.
No, no, no! How many seasons did Seinfeld have? You're not going to know this one.
10.
No.
9.
Yes! Crap. What color cap does a typical fireball bottle have? What color cap does the typical fireball bottle have?
Red.
Yes. What is the second largest of the Hawaiian Islands?
Maui.
Yes. In what year of the early 2000s was Drew Brees drafted to the NFL?
2002, 2003, 2004.
No. In what Florida city was the musician Pitbull born?
Miami.
Yes. Richard Sherman played for the Seahawks for how many years?
6.
No.
5.
No.
4.
No. The flag of Italy is red, white, and what other color?
Green.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Wow. He did a little bit better than I thought he would.
Oh, hey, Danny's almost a smart guy.
He almost.
Almost.
Oh, man.
And he gets an extra day off. He put, like, quarantine right for the long weekend so that he doesn't have to come in for Martin Luther King Day either, man.
I know. Look at him.
I saw that, and I was like, what happened there?
Yeah. Serendipity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's like, wait, did Danny say he woke up early for the show that he's usually on?
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, he did.
what he said.
There are no rules in quarantine land, okay? I have not put on pants for the past 2 weeks. It's awesome. Fantastic.
That makes sense. Well, that's the best way to clear out all that. Yeah. All those genital warts that you have.
Oh, he also has genital warts.
Yes. Yeah,
so gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia, and genital warts.
Got to clear it all up.
Mm-hmm. Got to change his name to Danny Petri Dish. Yep. Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Broken box. I have nothing.
In Harry Potter, the four houses of Hogwarts are Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, and what?
Grayskull.
No.
Nice.
Double dragon.
No.
Thundercats.
No.
Yeah.
What singer starred with Mila Kunis in the movie Friends with Benefits?
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Yes. In which decade was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. born?
20s.
Yes. How many seasons did Seinfeld have?
9.
Yes. What color cap does a typical fireball bottle have?
The red cap.
Yes. What is the second largest of the Hawaiian Islands?
Maui.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
In what year of the early 2000s Maui. Was Drew Brees drafted to the NFL?
Early 2000s?
Yeah.
2000.
No.
2001.
Yes. In what Florida city was musician Pitbull born?
Miami.
Yes. Richard Sherman played for the Seahawks for how many years?
Don't you talk about the best. 6.
No.
7?
Yes. The flag of Italy is red, white, and what other color?
Red, white, and green. Green.
Yes.
Green. It's green, I tell you,
and
West
Steve,
Levitt.
You win 9-7.
Danny.
Man,
good game, Danny.
My game.
In order to be the best, you've got to get up at the right time and play the best.
You got to get up earlier if you want to beat the best, Danny.
That's what it's all about.
You know what it is? It's the chlamydia. It still hasn't cleared out my brain yet. And
oh, that's
it
what
just
it is.
Blocks man. Everything.
So, foggy yeah. brain there.
Yeah.
Yeah, foggy brain. That's
another
what they call it.
Bites chlamydia. Dust.
Foggy brain.
Yeah. Doom, doom, doom. Another one bites the dust.
Oh, yeah.
Doom,
doom. Yeah. Boy, it's really great talking to Danny, isn't it, Danny? I mean, really great.
Danny,
wow!
Gong was an accident.
Is that a gong or did you drop a pan?
Man, that's a really lame gong.
That's a really.
That is.
I mean, do I have another one? No, that's what. Yeah, that's all we got. Your fox has got a bigger gong than mine.
Yeah,
it's a girthier gong.
Excuse me.
All right, Danny, we will see you next week, brother.
All right, guys, have a good morning.
All right, there you go.
Keep jumping.
There goes Danny and.
That's a terrible gong.
The problem is that is probably what a regular gong sounds like, unless you get one of those giant ones that they had on the movies.
Yeah. Or like the drummers and like the metal bands had behind them, the giant big-ass gongs.
Those are so cool.
Somebody brought up a good point. Don't you mean that Danny's new name would be Danny VD?
Yes.
That's why the listener should have Russ job. That's all I got to say.
The only one that you missed, I'm expecting
Danny has gongorrhea.
Gongorrhea.
Nice.
The only... Oh, Danny did get that correct, though. The one that you missed, the Harry Potter houses.
Of course he did.
It's Ravenclaw.
He's not going to remember that. Don't even bother telling
him. I remember the shirt when we went to the Harry Potter land.
Yeah, expect a text from your wife yelling at you for not knowing that.
Yeah, I think she's listening because they're out doing a couple errands, her and Tatum. I failed you,
Tatum. Wait, they're out doing errands this early?
Early bird gets the worm, BJ.
Hey, man.
That's the life we live.
Who's leading who? Is it Tatum that's like, I'm up, so your wife's like, we might as well do something?
Mom's up right before, mom gets up around like 4:30 in the morning. And
what?
Tater Tot's around 5:30.
You know,
damn, that's an early
baby. I don't know what it's like to be married to a woman that would get up close to the time that I used to have to get up.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's like at all. My wife was like, you're on your own for all those years.
That's just like waking up like with no alarm. That's just, she's ready to go.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, if I had no alarm, I'd still be asleep.
So your wife's not a night person. She turns in early pretty much?
Yeah. Well, I do, obviously, because of the job. But, yeah, we're usually shutting it down like around 8:30.
But, I mean, if you had your choice, you'd be a night person.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
But so the morning people are amazing to me where they just go, I want to go to bed around maybe 10 at the latest. And then like your wife up so early. I don't understand those humans.
Yeah, like on the weekends, she'll fade out on the couch around like 8:30-ish. And then that's when I turn on wrestling and stay up until like 10, 11. And then I just feel like I should go to bed because, we're going to get up early.
Yeah. No, you're a better
crazy
man than me.
Life, man.
I when my wife used to get tired, I'd be like, great, now I can play video games, and I'd stay up till 3 in the morning and then be useless for the next day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was not a good husband in those early years. Not at all.
Wait, that makes you not a good husband?
Well, because then she's got two
children involved, right?
Oh, cool, because I'm like, I only got cats. I'm pretty cool with
she's
that.
She's got, a five-year-old and a two-year-old she's got to figure out. And I'm like, sorry, I was saving the galaxy, honey.
Why does
daddy want to play with us? He's asleep.
It's like, sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story of Joey and Sarah's life early on. Yeah, congratulations to them. Hey, Tom Cruise, you know that guy.
Yes, I do.
Do we still, your box isn't here. I was going to say, do we still have the audio of him going crazy?
Oh, yeah, maybe Joe has it. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. We know that today's a little tough on audio. But Tom went a little nuts on the set of Mission Impossible 7 because he doesn't want it to be shut down. And there were a couple of crew people who he didn't feel were following the COVID protocols properly.
He was pissed. And it was a video, but it was just like someone took video and put it in their pocket or just kind of hid it. There's actually no video of it, but it was just an audio recording of the video. Yeah, he's losing his mind, but I get why, because a lot of people have eyes on this movie, and if the COVID issues cause it to shut down, it's probably going to mean other movies are going to shut down as well, and that's really what the whole message was for him. He's like, dude, I want you all to have jobs. I have money, but some of you need these jobs, and I don't want things to be shut down, so stop being stupid.
He's gotten all big brother on the whole situation, and doing it in a way that you've been afraid of. He's enlisting the robots.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He has paid a small fortune, Tom Cruise has, for two high-tech robots to enforce coronavirus safety protocols on the set of Mission Impossible 7. They even administer spot tests to the crew, these robots.
What kind of robots are these? They like look like people, or are they?
He said that they're sophisticated, they're rather intimidating, and according to this unnamed source, they go, these robots are like the Terminator, only not as violent. So, I mean, we've seen some pretty cool robots a couple of years ago when we were at CES, and, they had all different kinds of robots, and some of them did look like the robots you'd see in movies. And you've seen the dancing robot, right? And the dancing dog robot? You've seen those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, he's paid millions, apparently.
I have a single Tom Cruise clip, and it's labeled Stupid Juvenile Tom Cruise.
I think that might be it.
All right, let's see.
Stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
No, it's not it, but that's pretty much what he called the crew.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Saying that they believe that this story is not true.
What? I've got it right here on a piece of paper. Well, it's possible. I mean, it's not like every source we have really does their homework.
Right.
So
almost every story I read is saying it happened, except for one website saying, he did not bring robots to the set.
Oh, wow.
So is that Tom Cruise saying that, or is he mad at someone for leaking it?
Well, there's a source.
I want to know what kind of robots. I want to see pictures of these stupid robots.
Yeah. If this isn't true, it's the world we live in where people go, hey, I'm just going to leak a goofy story and everybody believes everything because of hashtag fake news. So we'll believe everything or not believe everything or question everything or not question everything. It's just, it gets so frustrating if you're like, look, I'm willing to be a person to report information.
Yes.
Could it be accurate? Would you do that for me?
Because I'm just trying to picture these two menacing looking robots on different spots of the set. and like, you know, I don't know, maybe wearing like a shirt that has Tom Cruise's face on it. We're the cruise police.
That would be menacing right there.
And you're cruising for a bruising if you're not wearing your mask.
Nice.
You're cruising for a bruising if you're not wearing a
mask.
Oh,
that's much better now. I wasn't really going for the branding before, but now that you did the robot, and you also did the robot dance.
I did.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
even
important.
Menacing robots like to dance.
I like that. I will come and do the robot dance.
I look forward to seeing this movie because there's just so much drama in the behind the scenes of it all.
And Mission Impossible never disappoints.
Yeah, I can't think of a single one I didn't like.
And they always, and you know, I don't know, my man Mission is going to watch all of them because somebody said it's really tough to watch some of the first ones because they're just not as over the top and epic as the latest ones because it's been like almost 20 years, I think, or close to 20 years, if not all, completely since the first one.
But the stories were always good. So I don't foresee those being, I think they're going to stand the test of time.
I hope you're right.
Like, maybe the action scenes aren't on the same level as they are now, but I think they're still going to be fine. But I think the stories to those movies has always been really solid, so I feel like it should be able to hold up.
And I don't remember them, so it's going to be probably like it's new to me. So that's kind of cool thing about me being, you know, the guy that forgets stuff. It's like I've got a whole world of stuff I've watched that I can watch again.
If anything, because of how technology has changed over the years, it might look and feel dated. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm holding a flip phone or something, you know, something random along those lines.
Yeah, you're right. Isn't that nuts? I mean, and I remember when I saw the Keanu flip phone in the first Matrix, and it looked really futuristic, and they look so outdated now. It's so nuts, and that's only, you know, 20-some-odd years ago. We got a woman who nearly broke her neck when she got drunk and tried to recreate a famous scene in a movie. What scene? I'll tell you at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's an intoxicated dance teacher named Millie, and she's going viral. And intoxication is the key reason. It's like, that's a very weird way to identify somebody. Her name is Millie. She's an intoxicated dance teacher. But in fact,
oh, that's not on her business card.
It really should be, right?
I'll teach you how to dance when you're drunk.
A lot of people,
I can use that.
Over the years have thought they could do this, and that is recreate the iconic scene from Dirty Dancing where Baby basically just takes a running jump and flies into the outstretched arms of Patrick Swayze. And then he lifts her over their head, and it's like she does a plank or something on his, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome. He posts her up, and they just kind of dance, and they circle around for a second.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful moment.
I don't know if he was really swole, or if she was really light, or if they actually had help, and we didn't know. We just didn't see the strings attached to her, the harnesses, so that he didn't have to support her whole weight. I don't know how it happened, but I know it's difficult to do because so many people try it and they get hurt.
Well, it's a team effort, and I think that alcohol is probably what is going to inhibit the team effort because she's got to do some work too. Like while he's holding her up, she's got to kind of like, you know, balance on him to lessen the weight.
Oh, really? See, I don't even know any of this. That's why I don't try these kind of things.
Oh, I do the dirty dance every weekend. No, I don't.
Okay.
That didn't sound right.
So there's a video that was shot by Millie's sister as Millie is trying to do the dirty dance move. And things do start out pretty well. I mean, you know what? She's making a running leap. She goes into her boyfriend Connor's arms, and he lifts her above his head so that she's parallel to the ground. So, so far, so good. But then, oh, man.
Have you seen the video?
I have not.
Oh, man. It's a fun watch.
All right,
and by fun, it's a little hard.
So like I said, she's up. She's up. It looks good.
They got it together.
Oh, and now it S's the bed. Oh, whoa, that's hard to watch.
It's because of how she lands. Like, the problem is she kept her head outstretched. If she would have, you know, in the world of wrestling, they always say tuck your chin. Like, if you're going down, tuck it. Protect yourself. And if she would have just tucked her head in, she probably would have just landed a little bit on her shoulders.
Yeah, instead she basically landed on her head.
Like just bent her neck in half. It's amazing that she didn't get paralyzed from this.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it was like a violently like a folding chair. You can see the video if you want to. It's disturbing on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
When she's up, he's got her. She's has her hands on his shoulders. So, like, they've got, like, a good base going. Like, it looks good, but then I think she got a little too excited because she was drunk.
Yeah, there's that.
And then it's like she got back body dropped.
Yeah, maybe she was lucky she was drunk that maybe her body was so limp. You know what I mean? I think I would have tensed up and then I probably would have broke everything. They rushed her to the hospital. They did CT scans. And yeah, only bruising. Unbelievable that, like you said, she didn't really just massively damage herself.
Yeah, I mean, she had to wear a neck brace, but she said, yeah, I could have snapped my neck or done damage to my spine. I could have died.
Yeah.
What an awful way to go if you had, you know?
And so doctors were looking at this accident footage just like we are, and they were like, wow, how can you walk at all? And as for the dance routine, Millie has this advice. Don't try it after a couple of drinks. Thank you, Millie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Millie's a,
she's a champ.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Oh, my God.
So good old Millie nearly breaks her neck attempting the dirty dancing move. So based on this, when have you tried to recreate something you saw in a movie? And how did it go? Did you millie it? Or was it a good situation? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. When have you tried to recreate something you saw in a movie? And how did it go? Your calls, your texts after Nirvana on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So, a woman nearly breaks her neck attempting to do the dirty dancing move. Based on this, we want to know, when have you tried to recreate something that you saw in a movie, and how did it go? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Scott in Tenino. Scott, you are on The Rock.
Hola, Vicky.
Hi, puppy.
Dun, dun.
I've called a couple of times. I've always wanted to do that. Thanks, Vicky. Anyway, so it wasn't me directly. I was with my brother, and it was some years. I'm 34 now. We were probably 13, 14 years old. Michigan winter. It is a complete blizzard out, man. I mean, I'm telling you, the plows could barely get to some of these streets. It was so, so bad. And you East Coast guys, I know what you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't miss that at all, by the way. yeah, I know what you mean, Scott. It's a beating, those winters.
And we're walking around, you know, as kids do, and I see this pole, man, and I'm like, hey, stick your tongue to the pole, just like Dumb and Dumber. And so my brother goes over, and we think it's going to be fun. He sticks his tongue to the pole, a nice, like, a good piece of his tongue, not the tip of his tongue. He stuck his tongue on this pole. And, oh, yeah, it was stuck. It was stuck. And I tried to do the merry thing, and I was behind him, and I was trying to pull his head off the pole. And, man, I was ripping his tongue. His skin was peeling. His taste buds were popping out, it blood all over the place. He was trying to scream, but he can't. You know, he's so I was like, "Oh man, this isn't gonna work." He's my older brother. I'm freaking out. I'm the little kid, right? I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do?" So this is before cell phones. I have to run a mile back in this blizzard to my parents' house. I tell my ma she has to get like a gallon of water. And there's no way we can get the car out. The car snowed in, so we have to run a mile back. By the time we get back, there's like four or five concerned citizens around my brother who have attempted more to pull his tongue off the pole, and I can see more of his teeth but dripping down the pole. So I'm like, oh, my God. So my mom's finally like, idiots, move out of the way. And she pours the water on his tongue. And, you know, it comes right off. And it, I kid you not, it is like a frozen block, like a square for like an hour and a half. And finally, when it de-thaws, I mean, his tongue was just gushing all over the place. He had mouthfuls of blood for like an hour. It was disgusting.
Oh.
And 2 hours later, the ambulance showed up after he's fine sitting with his tongue in his mouth that finally stopped bleeding. That's how bad the snow was. 2 hours for an ambulance to show up. So
wow.
But yeah, welcome to Michigan, guys. Love you. Take it easy.
Have a good one, Scott.
You know, there's a thing you do in a movie. There's two movies. You've got A Christmas Story with Ralphie, yeah. And you've got, of course, yeah. Dumb and Dumber. And everybody tries it. Even though you know, don't do it. It is a beating unless you have something, you know, warm liquid you can pour on it. Which, by the way, I mean, people sometimes, you know, they pee on folks when their hands are injured. I've seen that on, you know, Survivor.
Uh-huh.
You could have peed on his tongue and it would have actually, would have got through.
And it would have solved athlete's foot in the mouth.
Yeah, see that? All of that.
You know what? I think the tongue on the pole, you know, like the Christmas story. I know, okay. Right? I think that's probably one that people have done a lot. And then I think this one also might be at the top of the list. I barely remember the movie, but everyone remembers that scene of Mary Poppins because Mary's able to fly around with her umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
We have a couple of texts. One, jumped off the roof with an umbrella to see if I could float down like Mary Poppins. Didn't work. Second time, didn't work as well. I broke two umbrellas.
Oh, well, at least you broke two umbrellas and not broke your own ass.
Well, Ray from Tacoma, when I was 8, I tried the Mary Poppins flying with an umbrella off the roof. I ended up breaking my leg.
Ooh. Yeah, you think, you know, wouldn't you try like off the back of the couch? Like, that's what I would think of. Guys, let's try something that's high enough that we should see if I float down before
back
I really
of the couch. I mean, I feel like you got to have a little more room to go. You know?
Yeah, see, that's where you and I would be having conversations. All right, Steve, go ahead. I would be like, all right, you go ahead and do it. That's what I would, because, I mean, the roof is extreme. It's like, you just, brain's got to tell you, what if it doesn't work? Or if I don't know how to do it the way Mary does? Because she was magical. That's the idea. I think you get that in the movie, too, don't you? She's got magic? No? Nobody gets that? All right, fine. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. When have you tried to recreate something you saw in a movie? How'd that go?
You know, in Home Alone, when Kevin has the sled and he goes down the stairs?
Oh, yeah, it's a cool scene.
Well, I wasn't about to damage my mom's floor, so I did something else. I got a box and I decided to slide down said stairs, and I ended up just hitting. We don't have as long as stairs as Kevin did. They were just these short little stairs, and I ended up just face first into the door.
Okay.
I was 15.
You
I wasn't
15?
That young.
Still young enough to do something stupid like that.
My mom got really mad. She's like, you just had surgery last week. What are you doing?
Oh, well, there's that too. Okay,
yeah, I had just gotten my appendix taken out.
Oh, good job, buddy.
But I was bored and I saw the box. I could fit. And I'm like, what are you going to do? It's right next to the stairs. I had to.
This is why there are those disclaimers on a lot of things saying don't try this at home.
I wonder if people tried to set up a sort of that cardboard box like a roller coaster ride that Ant-Man did for his kid.
Oh,
if you remember that, that's if you might not remember that, Steve. But he
no,
set up,
I don't.
He set up a whole thing in his house. It went from floor to floor, and it was like a cardboard roller coaster that he set up.
Yeah,
and
I think it was super cool.
It was like a rocket ship or something. They were taking whatever they were doing, and he was like, at that point, it's like, okay, this is Father of the Year, even though he's a criminal, and even though you know
he was a criminal for good.
All right, he was a criminal for
good. Yeah,
he had a good heart. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This text says, I tried to do that famous kick in The Karate Kid. I kicked my dad in the face, and while landing, I tore my MCL.
Oh.
I'll never forget the look of anger and then quickly concern from my father. In a way, it was a good thing that I tore my MCL, or he would have probably killed me. LOL.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably.
Yeah, he probably, you know what, children. Gotta love children. Got a question for you. Why would a waiter turn down a tip of over $2,000? Why would a waiter turn that down? He's going to tell you why. You're going to hear from him at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.